To the top stories from ABC News. A $1 million reward has been offered to help Melbourne detectives solve a 40-year-old cold case. 28-year-old Suzanne Armstrong and 27-year-old Susan Bartlett were repeatedly stabbed in their Collingwood home in January 1977. Police believe improved DNA testing and the financial reward will help lead them to the killer. A 30-year-old man has been charged after a woman died and at least 20 people were hospitalised after taking MDMA in Melbourne's Chapel Street precinct. Police are investigating whether a second death is linked to the same batch of illicit drugs. The man is in custody and is facing trafficking and possession charges. A mother and daughter have been reunited after being separated for almost 4 weeks. 49-year-old Alan Langdon sailed from New Zealand in a catamaran with his 6-year-old daughter. Her disappearance sparked an international search. New Zealand police have charged Mr. Langdon with taking a child. And Australia has a new leg spinner, 23-year-old Queenslander Mitchell Swepson. He'll boost the spin contingent for the upcoming Tour of India to 4. It's been 13 years since Australia has won a match on the subcontinent. The selectors are hoping the 16-man squad can turn the tide. Those are the latest headlines from ABC News.